With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham County Police have pulled about $250,000 worth of drugs and a loaded handgun off the street after a pair of busts on Kyle Drive South in Chatham. Police say they executed two search warrants Tuesday and seized $250,000 worth of cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl during their search. Officers also seized a large amount of cash, some drug-related equipment, and a loaded Glock handgun. A 22-year-old Chatham man was arrested and charged in connection with the case. Police are still looking for a 19-year-old Chatham woman. Plans are coming along for the 2024 Special Olympics Ontario Games coming to Chatham-Kent in June. Chatham-Kent Police Sergeant Jason Herter told CK News Today the games are now fully funded thanks to the generosity and support from their sponsors. Herter says the public can join the last leg of the torch run into the opening ceremonies on June 11th for a $20 donation, and they will also get a t-shirt to commemorate the event. 45,000 English Catholic teachers in Ontario have ratified an agreement with the province. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association was the last of the four big teachers unions to do that. There are still some issues to work out, like compensation, and those are being sorted out with an arbitrator. And Canada's population has topped the 40 million mark now. The Canadian press says it grew by 1.3 million last year to about 40.7 million. The 3.2% growth the country saw last year was the highest single year's growth since the 1950s. The Toronto Raptors losing skid is at 12 games now. Toronto lost 145-101 to the New York Knicks. The Detroit Pistons also lost, falling 106-91 to Minnesota. Just two games in the NHL last night. The Senators beat Buffalo 6-2, while the Lightning beat the Bruins 3-1. For the first time in almost 50 years, the Windsor Spitfires will have the first overall pick in the OHL priority selection. That's coming up quickly on April 12th. Sarnia will pick second. And it's opening day in Major League Baseball. The Blue Jays start their season in Tampa Bay facing the Rays. The Tigers open their season against the White Sox in Chicago. Mainly sunny today and windy with a high of 8 Celsius. Clear tonight, low minus 3. Tomorrow, Good Friday, mainly sunny with a high of 8. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.